Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us we understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Great day, everyone. Great day. It is an awesome day. Are we grateful today? Are you grateful for the fact that you could have another day, a great moment with us here on Moments of Conversation? Of course, I am Marianne Afua. Thanks so much for joining me on this wonderful day. I am so excited because the more that I keep reaching out and opening up myself for the universe to display the abundance and the wealth that is awaiting me, and to change my mindset. That's what we're going to talk about today, why the mind is so important. Everyone talks about it. We talk about the conscious and the subconscious mind, but we've spoken about that here on the show, and we've had guests. But what does it really look like? What does it really say when, as we talked about on Tuesday, getting our mind and our thoughts to align themselves, that gives us the opportunity to really, really understand what it is we desire. Because with that desire of what we desire, with that desire to have a new house, great relationships, increased income from multiple streams of multiple streams, at that point when you get that idea, we got to remember that if it doesn't shake our core, if it doesn't make us tingle inside at the thought of us having a beautiful home, being debt-free, having a quality, loving relationship, being able to build and travel and being able to impact people's lives with your presence and your contributions, then it means nothing. So your mindset has to begin to attach. And I'll tell you what that means. What happens is you find yourself, you have a desire. I want a new car. You want a new car, but you have to begin to say, okay, I want a new BMW. You know, I want my next car, I want to be a Roadmaster. My next car, I want to be a Hyundai. Whatever level or whatever your desire is, or maybe it's just to have a chauffeur drive you around or not have to drive at all, but be able to have some luxuries. Maybe it's having a summer home somewhere. But once you begin to visualize it and you begin to put it into action and put it into a place where it becomes part of your normal vision of mind. You can see the paint. You can see the sun, the sunny days, and you can see the days that it rains and how it impacts the environment around, and you can see the scenery. You can begin to smell the smells. At that moment, your desire becomes real. At that moment, it becomes real and true, but your mind has to know it and believe it in every part of who you are, that that is possible for you. It's not enough for us to just keep saying we're going to visualize and draw vision boards and create and say all the affirmations if your faith is missing. Because our faith in what we see, knowing that we see it before we see it in the physical, we see it in the spiritual realm, in the mental realm, in the mind, we see it. It is visualized. And if you never have experienced riding in a BMW car, if you've never experienced living in a luxury home or being able to travel to some exotic place, go rent a video, go to the car dealership and ask to test drive. There's no crime in that. Go and call a realtor up and ask to see a home. People do it all the time and never make a purchase. It's okay to have choices. So that you are very clear on what your expectations are. And even if you begin to go to see this luxury home, this huge luxury home with everything that you desire, and there are still some things that need to be tweaked, then in your mind's eye, in your soul, spirit, then begin to see it and manifest it and know that that is what is going to be yours. There are hundreds of stories that I could tell you when people have done that, including those of myself. You have to see what you desire. You have to know. I knew that I would have to move to the West Coast because mountains don't exist where I'm from. I knew that I would have to have a home that faced the mountains and caught the sun coming up on the opposite side of my home so that on the west I could watch the sunset over the mountains. That is the type of reality that is given to you, not because it's just daydreaming. Daydreaming is awesome, as I told you last week. It's awesome. Embrace it. Now, I didn't say, you know, you daydream so much and you visualize so much that you make foolish decisions and you start, you know, you limit your multiple streams of income. So if you're working, I'm not telling you to quit your job, but what I am telling you to do is reevaluate how much time and energy you are devoting to that one stream when you're negating and ignoring the others. And when you go to work, you want to have a mind, even if it's not what you would like to continue to do, just make the contribution, make your value there. Let them see they're getting more for their dollar so that when you do move on, you've left a good space. Absolutely, positively. It is definitely possible and doable when you begin to think of it in that context of the mind. How do you escape beyond this moment? How do you excel beyond this ideal of poverty, this ideal of lack, which makes no sense? And I'm not talking about just material things. I'm talking about livelihood. I'm talking about livelihood. That means being able to surround yourself with all the resources that are needed and necessary for you. All of them. Absolutely, positively. I think we should take a breath here. Because when you take a breath, you realize that you're taking from abundance and you're receiving from abundance, but yet abundance is still there for you to take from again. And that's what I want you to get in your mind. So take in a deep breath. Take in a deep breath. Embrace and explore. Feel how that feels. Know what it means for you to be able to understand the drawing of life. And when you do that, you express the highest level of existence, which is divine creator, God Almighty. Yes, because your faith is activated. You're running into a space and you're existing in a time when things are going to begin to be exactly the way you would want them to be. I'm on this journey with you. And together we will, in our moments of conversation, create and develop the seed, produce the seed, that when we hang up from this conversation, we will be able to plant it deep inside of the wells and the earth that awaits us, so that this seed can begin to grow and prosper and produce the fruits of prosperity and wealth and love and peace and harmony, personal respect. We can become the philanthropist that we're always wanting to be, because if you are being a philanthropist and you don't have the resources to do that physically, then it negates your whole assignment as a philanthropist. Oh, yes, positively, absolutely. Yes. Thank you all for joining me on today. I want to remind all of you, we're going to have a great opportunity. I have a friend who we're going to have a special show on tomorrow. And you have to join me on Facebook. Go to the Success Retreat, Gaining Ground from the Out, Gaining Out from the Inside Out. We're going to have Kevin Pitts. He's going to do an additional presentation on Friday. And it's going to be on strategies, on mind strategies. I mean, when you think about that, okay, so he's going to talk about on Friday afternoon, he's going to talk about strategic thinking, creating uniqueness and the competitive differentiation. You know, because strategic thinking involves a generation and application of unique business insights and your mental personal insights so you can observe and accept all opportunities that are intended to place you in a creator role. That's what it's about. You walk into a situation and you realize exactly what needs to happen. You realize exactly how you are going to anticipate, interpret, decide, align, and then learn some new skills if necessary, or seek out the resource to get it done. So we will continue this on tomorrow, Friday afternoon. Go ahead, sign up, send me an email, send me a shout out, or email me at events@afuaspeaks.com and we can get you registered, EFUASpeaks.com. Send me an inbox on Facebook, whichever is most convenient, at MarianAfua.com. And then we can be able to, excuse me, on Facebook.com, which is MarianAfua, and then you can be registered for tomorrow. It's free. All you have to do is sign up for it. So thank you again for joining me here on Moments of Conversation. Remember, my books are still available, Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, as well as Seeking Escape. You can find me, again, on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. And you can also find me on YouTube. My page name is actually called Sister Power T. Absolutely. So find it. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got some new things coming up. We're planning a mastermind in January to help us better get these laws, universal laws under our belt and get us connected. So with that, I'm going to end the program by reminding you that when things begin to cloud your way, make you feel like you just can't go on, stop. Take a deep breath. No, it's not the end of the road. There's so many opportunities and possibilities that are surrounding you. Take advantage of them and know that these things that are hindering you are not your reality, but you are able to ascend beyond there because the thought controls reality. Until next time, continue peace and blessings.